You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Your mother could love when she kisses me. Then heaven I see at a baby, at a baby. She has everything I've been waiting for, and even more. She'll win you as soon as you meet her. Girls all sweet, but my girl is sweeter. You take the rest of them, I've got the best of them, at a baby for me. Your mother could love when she kisses me. That heaven I see at a baby, at a baby. She has everything I've been waiting for, and even more. She'll win you as soon as you meet her. Girls all sweet, but my girl is sweeter. You take the rest of them, I've got the best of them, at a baby for me.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, that's our second. And here on Radiola, I'm Andy Senior. This is our second installment. Our second installment of OKs from roughly the early 1920s up through 1935. And wonderful, wonderful stuff here. And we began the show with the Tampa Blue Jazz Band, actually a group under the direction of Joe Samuels, Billy Jones singing it. It was more of a backup for Billy Jones than anything, but it was a good backup. In 1921, Add a Baby. And by the way, I'll never apologize for playing acoustic records. I happen to think they sound good. They do sound good. That's true. They were not primitive. They had a, and before electrics, they sounded really good, and that sounds very crisp indeed. Vincent Lopez and his Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra after that with Amber Nights from 1923. And I've been having a lot of Amber Nights this summer, if you know what I mean. And they have been very pleasurable indeed. And I still have been managing to achieve what I have set out to achieve in other areas. So it's been, there's, you know, you have to have some kind of recompense for those things which you must do. And our theme, Willard Robeson, the Ipana Troubadours, Wake Up Chillin', Wake Up. Well, you'll need to wake up after an amber night, depending on how many ambers you've had. Here on Radiola, we're going to continue with Mike Markle's Society Orchestra, Irving Kaufman, 1927, off to one of those, well, speaking, well, of course, next to one of these Western Electric jobs, everything sounds primitive, even what they're recording today. But here's something from 1927. Sounds just beautiful. We too. Thank you.
make you my wife, will you? If you would be with me, have breakfast and tea with me, sign up and agree with me to make it for life. If you want me to be exclusively yours, just guarantee to be exclusively mine. And then my Patsy too, some church you can get me to, then we'll be all set, we two, and that'll be fine.
hear from away over there. There's nobody near and room in the chair for two. Now that's a good girl. Why, you never will miss a sweet little smack. So give me a little kiss, I'll give it right back to you. That's a good girl. I got a present here to show you before I start to Romeo you. It's only a ring, I bought it today. It don't mean a thing unless you will say I do. Why, that's a good girl.
Reeser's Jazz Pilots, you heard Tom Stack singing it there. That has to be the most condescending song ever written. And it was written by Irving Berlin, for God's sake. Here's a guy talking to his girlfriend like she's a Cocker Spaniel or something, bringing his slippers. That's a good girl, 1926. Very nice sounding True Tone. Some of them were not so nice sounding, but we're going to enjoy whatever we got here. True Tone was OK's attempt to do an electric recording before they acquired a Western Electric license and were doing it a little bit better, but that sounds pretty darn good on that. Before that, the Araby Gardens Orchestra, another True Tone, Sam Lannon group, that is, Me Too, in 1926 off of True Tone, and Me Too came after We Too. From 1927, Mike Markle's Society Orchestra, Irving Kaufman on the vocal. And that sounds really nice. This is Radiola, and I hope you're enjoying these recordings. And I have a note about their provenance, which I should insert here, and I will. I did not do so last week, but this week I feel compelled to mention that these are all from a collection that I have recently purchased from a man in Rochester by the name of Bud Taylor, and they are marvelous recordings, and he wants me to keep them out there, and that's the thing, and that's why I have them now, and they're going on the air, they're going on my radio show, whether it's on the air or not on the air, but I want to keep them moving into the world, and these are recordings you do not hear much. They have not been reissued, many of them. So I'm glad to be able to do that. And I have another note about Bud Taylor later on, which will be of interest to you going to the New York State Fair this year in around Labor Day. So I'll mention that a little later. Playlists for this and every Radiola are on radiolablog.blogspot.com. And we're going to continue now with Kitty Brown, off an OK 8000 series. Yes. Oh, yeah, the race label there. You got to say it. Kitty Brown with Ricketts Stars. Not the Pellagra Orchestra, but Ricketts Stars, R-I-C-K-E-T-T-S. Mean Eyes, a.k.a. Too Late Blues from 1923. Thank you.
joy, I'll say. She's got the meanest pair of eyes underneath the skies. I'm going mad, 'cause I'm so sad. It seems to make her glad. Mean eyes, you got 'em talking about your mean eyes. Talking about how you hypnotize. Married men look at you, then forget their wives. But remember, Cookie, you're no cat with nine lives. And some sweet day, you're going away. They'll dig a home for you to stay. Mean eyes, you got them raving about your mean eyes. Craving to have them hide old eyes, your sweet mean eyes. You're gonna take a trip in a lily white hack, and it's gonna be your last trip, 'cause you ain't coming back. Mean eyes, you got the Tulane blues. You hunt in a pine wood coffin, and your tombstone will read you were shot too often. Mean eyes, you got the Tulane blues. Sunshine when you are blue, when there's no one who cares for you. The birds are singing songs by the score, but you just wonder who they're singing for. What good is moonlight when you're alone and everybody else is gay? No one to talk to but the telephone. No wonder I feel this way. I've got the blues, and I'm just too mean to cry. All through the day, I just worry and I sigh. Poor little me, how I long to see some sweet daddy, bouncing on my knee. Oh boy, what's the use? They all go and pass me by. If any longer I must pine, I'll swallow down a quarter's worth of iodine, 'cause I've got the blues, and I'm just too mean to cry. All by my own some day after day, I get so lonesome living that way. Somebody, sweetie, I'm gonna steal, because I never had a real square deal. Most every evening I go to bed and dream of someone all night through. I should be at some sweetie's home instead, but tell me, what can I do? Oh, I've got the blues, and I'm just too mean to cry. Worry and I sigh. Pull it on me, how I long to see some sweet daddy, bouncing on my knee. Oh, brother mine, what's the use? They all go and pass me by. Nobody even looks except me. I'm just a little walking, weeping willow tree, 'cause I've got the blues, but I'm just too mean to cry.
Granddad and Mammy love to hear a cello's plaintive moan. Now Father was an organist. How we ate up Chopin and Liszt. I guess I'm just the music black sheep of my family. Classics don't mean a thing at all. Give me a hot band in a hall. A wicked saxophone could make me roam from home to hear it blow. Blues have got me. The blues have got me, folks. I don't know what it has, but while it has, the blues have got me, that's all. They've got me. Now classics are great, but highbrows are crave for it. It's not in my line. Now jazz up to date. Now I'll state I'm a slave to it. The kind that would make a horse throw away his hair. A baby grand is grand, but grander is a low-down instrument. A trombone chills me, a banjo kills me. And when a cornet goes to walk, I'm in for the night. Good night! I like my music hot, I ain't pretending maybe. I'm what you call a sinker, patriotic baby. I'm off my nut about this strut, the blues have got me now. A trombone kills me, a banjo kills me, and when a cornet goes to war, I'm in for the night. Good night. I like my music hot, I ain't pretending maybe. Little L, what you call a sinker, patriotic baby. I'm off my nut about this, but the blues have got me now.
And that was Earl Rickard with his, you know, trying to sound a lot like, Al Jolson, obviously. But doing a very nice job there. And I figured out that the accompaniment on this recording was by the Yellow Jackets, based upon the fact that the master number places it between two instrumental numbers by the Yellow Jackets, recorded in 1925, The Blues Have Got Me. And this master was untraced, according to the American Dance Band discography. Well, now it's traced, and it's Earl Rickard, and I have to assume the Yellow Jackets were accompanying him. And before that, a slightly damaged yet indispensable recording by Vaughn DeLeith from 1921. I've got the blues, but I'm just too mean to cry. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, you know, sometimes I feel like that, too, and it's, I'm too mean for a lot of things, you haven't, especially since I've been on my little non-fat odyssey this summer, people are, you know, they're shunning me, based upon my disposition, but I've got the blues, but I'm just too mean to cry, 1921, unfortunately, a slight crack in that, and I tried to, electronically compensate for that, but you will still hear it. Nonetheless, a marvelous performance. Beginning with Kitty Brown in 1923, accompanied by Ricketts, R-I-C-K-E-T-T-S, Stars, Mean Eyes, or Too Late Blues. So Mean Eyes, but sort of, you know, it sort of fits in there. It's a There's a slight theme in there. Cohesive, ain't it? This is Radiola, and we're always cohesive. In fact, I tend to stick to this chair quite a lot. Or maybe cohesive, but not necessarily coherent. But you can't have everything. But you can have a lot, because I've got a lot of okays here, all recently acquired from Mr. Bud Taylor out in Rochester. And they're marvelous recordings, and I am going to keep them coming. But this is the second installment of our OK series with the Jazz Pilots, you're going to hear now. And this recording, I believe, is probably a unique one. O. Davidson, Ernest Hare on the vocal, 1926, off a True Tone. Again, the sound isn't the best because it is a True Tone, and sometimes it doesn't quite ring true. But O. Davidson apparently was... There was some speculation that it might have been commissioned by somebody in Decatur, Georgia. However, the only Davidson I was able to find was Davidson College in North Carolina. So I have to assume it's for you know, Davidson in North Carolina. So they have a good classical station, so they'd never play this show. But I have to say, it's probably them. And... enjoy it.
Oh, Thank you.
as the Red Hotter is one of a panoply of Harry Raderman groups from the mid-20s. When You See That Ant of Mine, and it's good. Good recording. That's not a bad sounding True Tone. These are all True Tones in the set you've just heard. Before the Red Hotters, we had Banjo Bill Bowen with Charles Baumschlag on the piano. I'm Sitting on Top of the World, 1926. Yes, well, it used to feel that way, but, you know, it's getting better. Getting a lot better. Good sounding True Tone, by the way. Of course, banjos always recorded well. Even going back to the early days of recording, banjos just cut right through the wax, and they always got through it. I don't know how, but they did. Beginning with the Jazz Pilots, in a very unusual recording of a very obscure college song, Ode Davidson, from 1926, Ernest Hare on the vocal. And this is Radiola, and we're not trying to be obscure, but sometimes it just happens that way. But it's all good stuff. All good stuff here, off of various OKs, ranging from about 1921 up through 35. So we're going to continue now with Noel Taylor, a.k.a. Irving Kaufman. And, of course, it's Irving. How could it not be? In 1928, and there was another song by this title, but that came much later. So here's the 1928 recording of a song called There Will Never Be Another You.
There'll never be another you. In many climes, my love has gone astray. But at last I have learned why I have yearned once and for all to say. There'll never be a heart so true. This world will be like heaven while you and I go smiling through. No matter what the years may do, our skies will be forever blue. My heart is always telling me anew, there'll never be another you. This world will be like heaven while you and I go smiling through. No matter what the years may do, our skies will be forever blue. My heart is always telling me anew, there'll never be another you like you.
know, I've got a brand new beau. He is a joy, that wonderful boy of mine. Talk about class and style, talk about winning smile. Marvelous, that's not it. Wonderful doesn't fit. I call him gorgeous, and anybody that knows would say he's gorgeous from his head to his toes. Now he's the kind you see upon the screen. When I tell you that, you know what I mean. He's really gorgeous, and when I tumble for him, I will admit I took some fall. He bought a gorgeous little ring. I feel so proud and everything, 'cause he's just gorgeous, that's all. He calls me gorgeous. And oh, what a thrill. He thinks I'm gorgeous. I hope that he always will. Keep my girlish figure, how I strive. Say, I don't eat enough to keep me alive. I must be gorgeous. Oh, that's the cry of the day, or else you'll never make them fall. And I just love to hear him say, Beth, you're getting thinner every day, and you're just gorgeous, that's all. Still I am worried so, and I have another beau, and I don't know which one of them I shall choose. Now he's quite advanced in years, still he has young ideas. I don't know what to do. Well, I'll leave it up to you. He's really gorgeous, although he's past 83. I think he's gorgeous. He's like a father to me. He's a little shaky in the legs. I should worry. He sells butter and eggs. He's super gorgeous. When he signs all the checks, his paying ways just made me fall. His bank account is mighty strong. I hope he lives, but not too long. Oh, he's just gorgeous, that's all.
Sorry that you're so sorry that your sweetheart is gone. But honey, don't be blue. I've lost my sweetheart too, just the same as you. You're so lonesome and I'm so lonesome. I feel that fate was kind and made us meet today in just this very way. Hey, there you are, and here am I, both so blue we wanna cry. What do you say we get together?
What do you say?
Your love's gone and so is mine. Can't we form a new combine? What do you say we get together?
Well, I'll be able forget my past affairs, can you?
Well, if you can, then we're all set. I tell you what we'll do. We'll just close our eyes, make up our mind. We're in love, 'cause love is blind. What do you say we get together? Let our old loves go their way. Who knows? They may meet someday. What do we care if we're together?
What do we care?
Pucker up your lips like this. Seal the bargain with a kiss. What do you say we get together?
But you don't know know if I'm sincere. You're taking a chance, that's true.
You've got nothing on me, dear. I'm taking chances too. But I'm just human, so are you. What should human beings do? What do you say we get together? What do you say?
And there are the OK Cut-Ups, Jerry Macy and Ed Small. What do you say we get together? 1926, and that was a... There was a little, you know, a little something going on there. I don't know. I don't want to get into personalities, but there's, you know, there's a little funny stuff going on in there with those guys. really should be a duet between a man and a woman, but well, whatever partner you got, what can you do? And they were cut-ups after all, so what can you do about that? Before that, Beth Chalice, a woman. Who was an accomplished recording artist, yet I've always somewhat felt that her voice is an acquired taste, and perhaps you acquired it with that recording. That's Gorgeous in 1927, beginning with Noel Taylor, Irving Kaufman singing There Will Never Be Another You, 1928. This is Radiola, and there will never be another Radiola quite like this one, because these recordings are not thick on the ground. And they're not thick. They would be Edison Diamond discs if they were, but they're great recordings and somewhat hard to locate under any circumstances. And these all came from the collection of a man named Bud Taylor. And Bud has a group that is going to be playing on September 4th, which is Labor Day, a Saturday, at the New York State Fair Center Court. The Smugtown Stompers, and I have their most recent issued CD, which is called Steppin' Out, and I will link to that, their webpage, on my Radiola blog. So anytime, if you want to get in touch with Bud or with the Stompers and want to go see them, you can check in on their website, or you can contact them directly by email. But here... from their most recent CD. I'm not sure when the date was it was recorded, but I'll just play it. It's an old composition from 1897, but they play it pretty hot. Harlem Rag.